Now this cat is right. out of the bag and they're trying to get it back in, and it's just not going back in that bag. Right. So in right. order to keep
This is the Greenville Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good.
Meow.
We recommend this station.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears, Wednesday, April 17th. The Magic Stranger sits in for Spike Priggen on the Bedazzled Radio Hour after the noon news. At 8 p.m., Tony at Large hosts the Eclectomaniac Show, and writer, actor, and comedian Nora Burns is his guest, previewing her show David's Friend, which is coming to Hudson Hall April 27th. Tune in at 8 p.m. for the Eclectomaniac Show on the radio at 90.7 FM. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Wednesday should be a sunny day with a high near 62, low around 40 Wednesday night as showers move in after 2 a.m. There's a 50% chance of rain. Then Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers with a high near 55 and a low around 49. Friday, there's an 80% chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. with a high near 66 and a low around 57. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tom Daggett of Denver, Colorado. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
And good morning. Welcome all you Wednesday Brightsiders. We're here at WGXC with Cochran and Company. We're going to start it off with Church, Take Me Back.
But every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Trying to walk on my own, but I'm wound up lost. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross.
not a trophy for the winners. It's a shelter for the sinners, and it's right where I belong. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. I wanna go to church. Oh, more than an obligation, it's our foundation, the family of God. I know it's hard, but we need each other, we're sisters and brothers. Oh, take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Yeah, I wanna go to church.
Yes, yes, yes. Take me back. I want to go to church. Good morning, Wednesday. Good Wednesday morning to all of you Brightsiders. You're here with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I tell you, sometimes there's so much mist out there. Any of you drivers ever have to drive through the fog and you really can't see your way? Sometimes with the optimism, there's that mist, right? All around you. Hard to make your way, but you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep taking step by step and day by day. I'm here to say I'm your perpetual optimist, and I want to share that optimism with you today. Well, we are here in the midst of Holy Week. And it's just so exciting, especially this time of year when Passover and the Christian season for celebrating God's goodness come together. So our beloved brothers and sisters of the Hebrew Abrahamic tradition, they're celebrating Passover and getting all of that stuff together. And we are celebrating the resurrection, the crucifixion, the betrayal. Not a celebration really of that, except when you think about how God through Jesus was willing to go through all of that, so that when we have to face all of that, we know we can make it too. That's why I'm here to say to you, there's optimism in the house. That was Cochran and Company. We're going to hear a little bit more from him in this hour as well. But before we do, I want to bring to you Miss, you know, if it's a Bright Side Wednesday, you know who's in the house. We got something from Miss Mandisa here, and we're going to pray that up, put that up for you too. And this song talks about, well, while we celebrate Jesus' death, crucifixion, and resurrection. This is Miss Mandisa, y'all, with Not Guilty.
There's a list a mile long of all my sins, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed. There's nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day I must answer for my life. My fate was in the judge. But then he turned to me and said, I know you, I love you,
and begin to comprehend what kind of grace will take the place for all my sin. I stand in awe now that I have been set free, and the tears well up as I look at that cross, 'cause it should have been me.
Did you like it? Do you love it? I love it. Mandisa, not guilty, went before the judge. My verdict, not guilty. God paid a charge, paid a price, paid a fine, paid it all. Jesus Christ did that at Calvary. To save us. So God, Lord, I get excited. I'm telling you, I could just start to preach right now. Not guilty. Let go of them bags and burdens and blame and shame and guilt and the mistakes of the past and the present and even those to come. Wow. I'm not going to preach right now. Okay, let's move it on. Oh, boy. I just love Holy Week. I really do. I was talking about that earlier in our Bible study. We have a Bible study. Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about the stuff we do. Okay, but yes. I'm just excited about this week. So let me tell you, I do have a guest coming on the line shortly, and excited about him, too, because he's going to be live in our community in a few days. And so hearing his story and what he's been doing for God's glory is just inspiring, motivating. And so I'm excited about being able to talk with him and present to some, introduce to some, and share with all of you. Our guest for today. But before he comes, like I said, I got a little bit more of Mr. Cochran and Company that I want to play for you, because this is Holy Week and I want to tell the story, amen, through the morning glory of song. This one is by Mr. Cochran and Company, and it is called Grave. Hallelujah. Where are you? There you go. Let's do this.
If I hadn't been a darkness, I would have never seen the light. I wouldn't long for the sunrise if it wasn't for the night. If
there hadn't been a father who made a way when there was none, I'd still be an orphan if it wasn't for his son. If it hadn't been a grave, if it hadn't been a cross, my heart would still be buried and my soul would still be lost. If it hadn't been a savior who died to make a way, I'd still be a dead man if there hadn't been a grave. If it wasn't for the breaking, I would never know the mend. I wouldn't know the sweetness of freedom if I didn't know my sin. And if there hadn't been forgiveness that covered all my shame, oh, I'd still be a debtor if he didn't take my place. If there hadn't been a grave, if there hadn't been a cross, my heart would still be buried and my soul would still be lost. If there hadn't been a savior who died to make a way, I'd still be a dead man.
Yes, if there hadn't been a grave. Well, beloved, I am back, and I do have, you may have heard my phone ringing when we put that song on, because my guest was calling in. And so, guest, Brother Vincent Deladotti, would you say hello to everybody out there in WGXC listening land?
Hello, how y'all doing?
I believe I'm doing good up here in God's country in Columbia County, and I know you're calling in from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
How is the weather in sunny Florida?
It's pretty sunny, just a couple of little clouds, but sunny and hot today.
Okay. Well, we want some of that sunny and hot to come here. We're getting these April showers to bring May flowers. But it's all good. We do accept what we get, right? Well, beloved, this is Mr. Vincent, and you know how we do. We invite our guests to tell us what they want to know about us the best. So, Brother Vincent, in 60 seconds or less, what would you like our Brightside listeners to know about who you are?
Well, I'm a modern-day psalmist to the church, and for the last 29 years, God has opened up the doors for me to minister in throughout most of the United States. I've only not been in three states, Alaska, Hawaii, and Maine, and I've been throughout 14 different countries, but a couple of them I didn't sing in, so... God has opened up a lot of doors for me around the world, to encourage the church.
Wow. So you've been to 48 of the states already.
I've been to 47 states.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 50 states. Yeah. And
there's 50
Alaska,
states.
Hawaii, and Maine are the only ones that have not been.
Oh, there's three you haven't been to. Okay, I missed that. All right. Well, you ahead of the game. That's on my bucket list, too. That's something that I want to do. but I'm somewhere in the 20s, so I have a ways to go. But so you are going to be in the area soon, and we're excited. We want to talk about that in a minute. But I want to play a little bit of Vincent Deladati music. You told me you don't use your last name too much. You just go by Vincent?
Right, yeah, because last name is pretty long and a lot of people can't say it. And so a cowboy out in Wyoming one time, he said, Deladati, man, that's a long last name. I'd have hated to have that as a kid to spell it and to say it. And I looked at him and I said, well, Italian kids are pretty smart.
Oh, so hallelujah. Well, we're going to play a little bit of Vincent. This one is Vincent with Psalm 23, the Vincent Music Ministry. Let's hear from our brother.
Thank you.
still want me to give you a thing out, right?
The presence of enemies. You anoint my head. Oh, my cup is overflowing.
Yes, that's Mr. Vincent, psalmist, coming to our neck of the woods. Before we talk about that, I want y'all to hang out a little while longer. We're going to tell you where, we're going to tell you when, we're going to tell you how and who. But before we do, I want to just talk a little bit and ask you, Mr. Vincent, for those who are not familiar with the genre of music as psalmist that you sing as a psalmist, can you just break it down a little bit? What is a psalmist? Who is a psalmist? What do y'all do?
A psalmist is one who gets songs from the Lord and then sings those songs to the church to encourage the church. Some of the songs are songs that people can join in and sing along with. Some songs are just, I'll tell the congregation sometimes, just, you know, I know you're used to four fast songs, three slow songs, and a good sermon, and you're used to participating all the time, and participation's good. As a matter of fact, pastors have told me that people who never participate by clapping, dancing, or singing along, they were doing all three things while I was with them. But some song, I'll just ask the congregation, you don't have to participate right now. Just sit there and let me sing over you. Mm-hmm. And let the Holy Spirit minister to you. And so that's kind of what a psalmist is doing. He's not only singing songs of praise and worship, but songs of impartation of how God has delivered the psalmist themselves, or miracles that have happened. Like there's a song called God is Real. And that song was birthed because I asked myself, how many times did God save me just from auto accidents? And I counted five different times. And so the songs are birthed out of relationship with the Lord. They're not just me trying to come up with, creative ideas. But the gift that God gave me is one where I can engage the people and invite them to sing along and really, usually a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with all ages, from little kids all the way to grandma and grandpa and everybody in between.
Wow, we are certainly looking forward to that. You're going to be in our community on April 26th. Am I right about it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And with Jeff Fainter and his congregation. And yeah, the as far as the styles and genres which you asked about, I do a lot of different styles and genres because my musical influences have come from rhythm and blues, rock, to Caribbean sounding stuff, even classical music. So it depends on the song. I've got one song that sounds like James Brown. It's called Words. It's an older song. And I did that song one time in a church, and I'm not kidding you, it looked like a scene from the Blues Brothers movie. A lot of people were dancing.
It was Well, I...
Afterward, one of the brothers came up to buy one of my CDs, and I said, "Hey, man, would you go around the country and just dance during that song?" it was pretty cool.
Well, I'm excited, and I can hardly wait. I know that I played one of your songs last night that has a little John Lennon flavor to it as well. I think that one was called No Matter. And so these songs that you're talking about, folks, if you want to hear them, then put it on your calendar and go on out. I'm going to put it on my calendar. How about I just say that? It's on my calendar. And if you decide to come on out, we'll see you there. It'll be at the Father's Promise Church. And that is on Route 9 in Valencia. If you're leaving out of Hudson area or you're coming in. Well, if you're leaving out of Hudson area, it's going to be on the left-hand side of the street. It's at the Christian Academy complex over there. It's Father's Promise and New Hope, and you know, a couple of churches over in that little portion over there. But it is at Route 9, 3429 Route 9 in Valencia. That's going to be April 26th at 7 p.m. And if you want to get some more information, then you can call 518. Oh boy, the numbers are kind of hazy here. Well, after the next song, I'm going to see if I can get that a little bit bigger. I call myself being smart, and I put it on my phone, and it's kind of blurry. I see the 518. It might be 794-4448, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to check on that. But it's at Father's Promise, April 26th, 7 p.m. We're going to hear Mr. Vincent De La Ditti. Tell me that again. I didn't want to mess it up on air.
Della Dottie.
There you go. He has a new work out, a new project called Not Ashamed, and he's going to be playing some of that too. I looked you up, you know, and it said that you started this in 1990, and that God, you know, he, like you said, you know, he gives you songs that encourage believers and non-believers. We thank God for that, and that how it ministers, and you see the toddlers dancing around and grandparents dancing around and everybody in between dancing around in the joy of the Lord. So that's beautiful, and I look forward to being part of that when you're here. I saw that you traveled to 12 nations, and you were telling me a little bit about some of how someone prophesied over you. You were going to be going to the Caribbean, and then you ended up going to Jamaica and ministering to thousands. Want to talk about that for a minute?
I've been to New York, sitting in a meeting, and the brother who was preaching didn't know who I was. He looked at me and pointed at me, and he said, "The Lord is going to open up the Caribbean to your ministry." Well, about 10 days later, I was with the church in Lynchburg, Virginia, that I've been with every year for many, many years. And the pastor, he said, "Vincent, I want to see you in the office after service." So my first thought was, "Oh no, what did I do wrong? Going to the office can't be good." And so I get in the office, and he said, "Hey, Vincent, you know, we've been going to Jamaica to build buildings there with the ministry." And I said, "Yes." And, we've been asked to present True Love Waits program for the kids in the schools because they have a bad problem with teen pregnancy. Well, we thought a few hundred kids were going to respond to this program, but as it's turned out, many, many thousands of kids have responded. And so, no, we have used your music on the street and have done drama teams in Jamaica. We love your music, Vincent. If we want you to go to Jamaica, which is in the Caribbean, to encourage these kids. And I laughed. I looked at my friend, Pastor Marvin, and I said, it's the Lord. He told me about it. And so we went down and we ministered to over 15,000 kids.
15,000 children, young people. Oh, bless God. That is beautiful. And we're going to have him here, y'all. He's going to be in our neck of the woods on April 26th at Father's Promise. That's right down here.
Let me just say this, because you guys are up there in New York. One of the prophetic words that I got right after I got married, because I was already doing music, and I prayed and I said, Lord, do I stay in ministry and do music, or do I go do something else, because my wife's going to want to eat? And I didn't tell anybody, and this is important for your listeners. When you have a need, you pray to God in secret, and he'll reward you, and he'll answer you openly. And so my prayer was, Lord, do I stay doing music? A few days later, I'm speaking to one of our elders, and we're having a conversation. All of a sudden, he looks up to heaven for about 10 seconds, looked at me, and he said, Vincent, the Lord just told me to tell you the musicians you're going to begin to work with are going to be world-class, top-notch. You're going to be absolutely amazed at who you get to work with. So I didn't really go looking for anyone, but within about, it was less than 2 weeks, probably somewhere around 10 days, passed by, my phone rang, and it was an engineer in Pittsburgh, where I'm originally from. And the engineer said, Vincent, there's a worship leader here in Pittsburgh. He's looking for a songwriter to work with. You need to meet him. Here's his name. Here's his number. And by the way, he toured with Billy Joel. So, and Billy Joel's from up there in New York, close to where you guys are. And so a lot of the musicians that have played with me have played with Elton John, McCartney, Springsteen, many, many other big stars. But I always tell people, I'm not boasting about all the musicians that I've been able to work with. I'm boasting in my Father in heaven who said it would happen, and I didn't lift a finger, so God gets the glory.
Amen. And I did see, in that little write-up that I saw, some of the names of people that you have played alongside and ministered with and sung backgrounds for on their worship albums and such. And I saw you even had Lincoln Brewster on there, Mark Farmer, Ricky Skaggs, Phil Driscoll. That takes me back, Leonard Jones and many more. So, I'm past time. I should take a pause for the cause. Beloved, you are listening to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, and Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Listener-supported. If you like what you're hearing, if you like as you listen, then like us on Facebook, like us in social media, but like us with a gift to help sustain our work here. We appreciate you so much that you join us, that you tune in, that you look forward to what we have to give, and it's our delight really to give because it makes us happy too. So listener supported radio for open ears, WGXC 90.7 FM. And you are listening to Pastor Kim, the Perpetual Optimist. Hallelujah to God. And Mr. Vincent Deledadi, who is going to be ministering in song, singing songs that God have downloaded into his heart and his spirit. We heard a little taste of one of them, Psalm 23. And I see there I have also a little taste of you singing the national anthem. I want to play that for the people as well. These are familiar to everybody. And you want to hear some of his original compositions, you're going to have to come on out and check him out. Here we go. Yeah. Beloved, Vincent just let me know that that wasn't him singing the national anthem. I filled up the wrong Vincent there, but we did hear him the first time around, and that is so funny. He said, is that me singing the national anthem? But we are excited to have him here with us, and we're going to get ready to say a farewell to Vincent. But we certainly look forward, anybody that hears us today and want to come out and hear some more, I really, really am looking forward to it. I loved what I heard. God is real, no matter. There were a couple more that I had in mind, but you know, me and technology sometimes it just don't mesh, so I was not able to get those. Oh, I Am Redeemed. Love that one too. So beloved, you're not gonna be able to hear from me today. You'll hear from me over time, but you can certainly hear it live if you come on down, shake my hand, let me know that you're there. God willing, I'm gonna be there. Mr. Vincent is gonna be there, and we're at the Father's Promise in Valencia on Route 9, Father Promise Ministries, Pastor Jeff and Brenda Haynor, the pastors. Amen. Brother Jerry Gordado, he's the music teacher at our high school and middle school here in Hudson. He's a member over there. And we just fell in love with that family of God, our brothers and sisters over at Father's Promise. And so we're looking forward to that. Wish you traveling mercies, traveling safety. I think I'm going to close out with a Vincent song today, so hang on in there. But we're going to say ciao for now, Brother Vincent, and God willing, we'll see you soon. A blessed Holy Week to you, a very happy Resurrection Sunday to you, and God say the same. We'll see you soon. Brother Vincent, are you there?
Yeah, I've been right back at you. God bless you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. God bless you.
I look forward to seeing everybody in New York.
Amen.
By the way, New York's one of my favorite places to come. I love singing up there.
Well, I'm sure everybody, it's going to be my first time seeing you live, but I know that you've been here a time or two, a few, and so I'm sure that everybody that's heard you before is saying, we can't wait to see you too. And God's saying, we'll see you then. So, beloved, you heard it here first, I think, maybe, that Brother Vincent Diladati, psalmist, and he told me that a psalmist is somebody who receives songs from God. I've been writing songs for a while, and I haven't published any of them, but I didn't know. Now maybe that's why I need to, now I can get the release to publish them, because that means I'm a psalmist too. But I don't go around singing them. No, I don't do that. Special anointing for that. And he has it. Trust when I tell you, he has that anointing. So, yeah, we're going to keep it moving. I got a couple of more tunes I want to play. And I want to give my spiritual social commentary as well. And this song, I tell you, this song has been performed by a few people, and it was a little difficult for me to decide which one I wanted to share with you today. But I finally narrowed it down, and so if you look for it, you know, you'll have a few artists performing it. and you can make your choice, your selection. But this one I chose is by Mr. Todd Delaney, and it's called The Anthem.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me.
Yeah.
Come on, sing it with me.
Say whoa, oh.
Whoa, oh.
Say whoa, oh.
Whoa, oh.
Yes, 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 beloved. We're talking Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter. And, well, beloved, it's almost time for me to get up out of here. But before I do, I got to say this. Happy birthday, Dad. Yes, y'all. My dad is going to be 93 in 12 hours and 7 minutes. yes, Brother Elton Prescott, we wish you a very happy birthday. My aunt, his sister, turned 94 on Saturday. And happy birthday to you, Aunt Glow, as well. Shout out to my cousin Regina. She's having a birthday this month as well. And my BFF, Rita, celebrating her birthday on the 25th. Now, you know, Brother Lewis Clinton, Dr. Clinton, y'all, he's celebrating his birthday this month too on April 24th. And so to all of you born in birthdays in this month, have birthdays in this month, happy birthday to all of you. And well, you know how we do. I just want to say this to you. If you're not familiar with the Easter story, check it out. It's in the book of Luke chapter 23, all the gospels really, but in Luke chapter 23, and there's one particular part of the story where Jesus is on the cross and there are two thieves next to him, and one is, you know, railing on him. If you so bad, then save yourself. If you God, save yourself. Get off this cross and get us off of here too. And the other criminal said, do you not realize we're here because of what we've done? This man, he hasn't done anything. And he says to Jesus, when you get to your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus, through all of the agony that he has suffered at the hands of man, betrayal, rejection, accusation, lied on, spit on, beat. Y'all saw the movie Passion of the Christ. Y'all get the story, right? He says to him, in all of that, with his last few breaths, today you're going to be with me in paradise. Wow. That's the kind of guy I said. Listen, some people, you know, they ain't feeling Christians, you know, and that's unfortunate because the messed up stuff that Christian folk do, including me and you too, amen, don't have nothing to do with who Christ is. And but we doing our best and we're going to get better, right? Amen. We're working on it by the help of the Lord and his spirit, getting us better day by day. It's called resurrection power, beloved. Hallelujah. He's got that resurrection power running through our veins. So get those dreams back. Get those goals back. He ain't finished with you yet. Every day on the top side is another chance. I'm going out. See y'all soon. Happy Holy Week and blessed resurrection to you. I'm going to leave you with this thought and this song from Elevation. You heard it here before. It's called Resurrecting.
Head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at his feet we